Oh yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
I am shooketh.
How you doing?
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Ah, I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Wake up, my brother.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
The brothers do it.
Okay. Oh, everybody got phones out. The DVD is right outside. We've made it live. Okay, as I was saying, what a podcast is.
Yeah.
Yo, you know, you're like, I didn't pay for podcasts.
You can leave now. This is the part of heaven where if she went to heaven, when they start singing and praising, she's like, I thought we were just having casted only.
Yeah.
You're like, poor demon, out.
Basically, it's a piece of audio you can listen to whenever you want. You don't have to listen to a radio station at a certain time to listen. Like, it's not the prank. You know, everybody turns in at 7:10, like, yo, I have to hear the prank.
Yeah.
It's not the prank. It's just you looking like, I don't have a phone. I'm never going to listen to this thing right now. So that's basically what it is. It's myself and this guy, who's my best friend, but he's trying not to be my friend.
Yeah, I've been trying so hard.
Like, every single day. I WhatsApp him like, hey, good morning, how are you?
I've even faked my death to get rid of Simi.
I worry about my friend when he doesn't respond to WhatsApp messages after 30 minutes. I'm like a mother to this guy.
I'm fine. Sometimes I'm watching TV.
Yeah, we don't even watch good TV shows. Like, he watches a show called...
I watch Naked and Afraid.
I hate that fucking show. That's when they put a couple that naked on an island and there's nothing like Survivor, because I feel like Survivor, at least they give you something to maintain your prettiness. This one,
Yeah, but Naked and Afraid.
I've never seen so many uneven boobs in my life.
Yeah. You know, like, it's the nothing for white women, that show,
eh? Nothing for white. And you know the weird thing about, like, Discovery Channel is that Discovery Channel has made us know so much about white people. I know white people that...
I'm white out.
Like, I know white people that drive trucks on ice, white people that live in the forest.
That live in Alaska.
Live in Alaska. White people that forge swords. Nothing about black people. It's like Discovery Channel have yet to discover... black people. Like, what do they do? They must still be in a tribe.
You must understand that when you watch shows like this, white people volunteer for everything first.
Mm.
So they saw everything. Paf! Zack!
Skydiving. I'll try that. That sounds like a good thing.
You see, like, I watch like nature shows and I'm like, white people, you can compare them to penguins.
Hold on. Like, tell me how.
Like, if you see nature documentaries, like when David Attenborough goes to the fucking Galapagos Islands and fucking shows up there with a camera and a bunch of British people, penguins go to the fucking camera to go look. And then they go, because they don't even make a sound. They just show up and then they just, oh, camera, okay.
But that's
they
look,
but they're inquisitive. But have you seen the seals, the sea lions? Don't give a fuck
about the camera. Yeah,
we don't give a fuck.
The camera.
I
love sea lions. They seem like the most laziest animals in the world. But they're like, I'm just here to eat and die. I'm not here for a long time. Here for a good time. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah, I think sea lions are like construction.
But a sea lion always looks to me like... A sea lion looks like Lynn Brown.
They're like, I think sea lions are like construction workers. They just have a perpetual armpit smell. Like, you can meet a construction worker out of a shower now. It looks like as soon as it touches a paintbrush, the armpit attacks. Are you seriously recording this thing? You have no shame, eh?
No shame. And no memory card. That's about 30 minutes maximum on that Samsung. Like,
yeah, I hope you record your own funeral as well.
Selfie that
I am dead now, so how do I look like a corpse?
I just got to know, what would you do with the recording? I've always wondered when I see people like record comedy shows, like, what are you going to do with this thing? Are you going to show your friends? Are you going to put it on a WhatsApp group? Are you going to waste someone else's data to try convince them that these guys, they did a nice job? What's the end goal? You can answer. Sometimes the cameramen say things as well. I've watched the news.
That's funny.
At a protest, the cameraman's the first one that goes down. Fees must fall. I prayed for every cameraman that day. And the union bull is like, dear Father God, please, someone throw a rock at a cameraman. We need to see this. When I saw Iman Rapeti in news, first of all, Iman Rapeti, great journalist, and what we love the most about her is that she tells us where the protests are. Like, if I need to go to Shoshanguve, then I just wait, because I hear on Twitter protests going down in Shoshanguve.
Oh,
and then I wait for Iman Rapeti to go, protests happening in Shoshanguve. I take the first taxi there, because Eugene taught me how to take taxis.
Yeah, Simi loves the
Uber.
Township.
I love townships. Mama Lodi. peaced out. Shout out, Mama Lodi, A-Town. I like Mama Lodi. Mama Lodi's dope.
I was watching this documentary the other day, and they were talking about, but it's a, you know, it's a conversation, not just between us. You can.
I mean, you can talk if you want.
You can talk if you want.
Not to yourselves. To us.
If you have something to say.
Something at the bottom going, hey, I've always wanted to ask Simeon Eugene something. Now is your time.
I was watching this
documentary. And it was like a parliamentary session.
Leave these people. I was watching this documentary. It was about animals, right? But it was about pets. It was about pets. So I was thinking to myself, the first ever person to try and domesticate anything, that person must have been full of fucking scars. For days. Because if you think about a horse, you must know that as a person of color, we have an indifferent relationship with fucking horses.
Yeah, we do.
Horses are nice when they make us money.
Yeah, yeah, when we win things.
But other than that, horses have never been nice to us.
Never.
Like every time in a township we saw a horse, it was either pulling a cart of coal or there was police on top of it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck you if you think the same vehicle of death is also can be used for sport. Fuck you.
Also the worst policeman, because I'm like, I can hear you from a mile away. Like, okay, it's time to make my getaway now.
In the movies, they never show you that horses shit everywhere.
They shit while they walk.
Like in the movies, they don't shit. Like in the movies, they're like, wah!
But imagine walking and shitting at the same time. As a human, you'd be like, that is the craziest thing. I believe my dad would be the first person to do that. Midway through Killarney Mall, while stealing an inner soul, this, ah, that's me. I fear the day, dog. I fear the day. I'm tired. I love him, but hey, I can't look after him. Who's looking after you, ma'am? I look at, there we go. You know what? How's the struggle going?
I hate
for
this
you?
Pyramid scheme of death. Eh?
Hey.
Like the oldest has to be looked after by the second oldest, and then the oldest. And I'm like, it's a pyramid scheme of death. Yeah.
Yeah. Proper.
It's like you're drawn in the World Cup and you're playing against Brazil and you're South Africa. You're going to lose.
Yeah. I also don't.
You're not gonna make it to the semifinals. You know, when you're still making invitations for your child's birthday party, like, granny, we're not gonna count you because for you, it's 50-50. 50. 50-50, and we might not be here.
I don't like the constant.
Next year, if you're not here, blow out one candle so we know your spirit is here. Let's practice kokofu.
I don't like the constant threat, though. What are you going to do when I'm gone? Still pay rent. I'm still going
to
pay the rent.
But all people like to threaten you with what's going to happen when they're dead. Like
my mother.
You're going to miss me when I'm gone. I'm like, you've never been gone long enough.
Yeah.
Let's try this concept. Maybe freedom comes tomorrow. Sarafina.
Who are you going to blame? My mother loves the one. Who are you going to blame when I'm gone? Still you. I do it to my grandfather. He's buried in Roshni. See, my father, when he dies, not going to leave us a lot of money. I'll tell you
that. How do you know?
I looked at the books.
Remember when your dad came from his lawyers and then he came with the trust fund?
Yeah, my dad came with, he was opening up a trust fund. Bit late, should have invested in Bitcoin. That's what he should have done. So he comes with these papers. I come home and I was like, yo, what are these papers? Like, these are trust fund papers. I need you to sign them. So I said, what funds do you have to trust? Which I thought was a little quip. And he said, shut the fuck up and sign these things now. Like, why are you so serious? But my mom hits the worst ones.
My mom doesn't believe in fucking inheritance. My mom warned us very early, you are on your own. You hit 18, they can hire you somewhere. Then I was like, what the fuck? My mom was like, I won the lotto when you had 10 fingers and 10 toes. I knew you were fine. I did my job there. What must I give you money for? I was like, okay.
Your mother makes me laugh because she's the only person every single time I meet her, she's in the same position. She's like an Egyptian goddess. She just sits like this at Eugene's house, like this, puts her arms across the chest. Like,
she's practicing.
Hello, Simi. Like, I was like, do you know we don't have a pyramid to build you in? That's fine. Eugene will sort me out. Who will he blame when I die? Hey?
My mom has the biggest stereotypes about Indian people, though.
Yeah, she asks me all the questions. I'm like, I can't give you all the answers.
My mom is like, no matter how sick you get, never go to an Indian doctor.
Why?
Then I'm like, why? Then she's like, I need they give each other the same names. And then if one qualifies, then they take the same certificate.
Yes. Yes. 100% true. It's not only medicine. It's not only medicine. My dad.
Like, ma! That's racist, but so true.
My dad's name is Salim, right? So he's SRF. My real name is Samir. So I'm also SRF. We have only ever had one F&B account. I have the best credits. I can get a bond now. Like, this, like, Mr. Arif, we've seen you've had this account for about 80 years or so. Yes. But you are 30. That is true. We've worked, Muslim people worked out the system. If you go through everything, look at a Gupta, you've got a guy, Salim Essa. No one knows what he looks like. We just know he's a Muslim guy. He's on every paper. Salim Essa. I go, good Muslim, made a good move. I'll take it. I won't lie. If a Gupta offered me enough money, I'm gone.
I don't even think they need to offer me enough money. I just think they need to offer me some money. Like, every time my phone rings, I've even got Truecaller. If it says Atul H, I'm like, I'll answer hello? Now. In the middle of fucking, I'll be like, hello, sorry, Puma. Atul.
Yeah. What's up?
How much? How much? What do you want me to sign? Where?
Shell company. I've got one.
Hey, I'm like, let the Guptas fucking call me. Oh my God. But because I would answer that phone so fucking quick. It's because I don't get it. Look, yeah. If someone gives me a shitload of money, yes, to do something illegal, yeah, and I've thought about this,
yeah,
I would most fucking probably do it. Because it's easy to ignore people when you have money.
Oh, easy.
When you're poor, you have to suffer.
What did you say about
all
me?
Fools.
Yeah, no, I agree.
If you're rich, you see, Brian has not gotten the money.
I love Brian. Brian Molefe is my best politician ever. I love that guy so much. The hardest working South African anywhere in the world. Brian Molefe wants to work. You can't go from CEO of Eskom, then they take your job away. You're like, I'll show you. I'm going to join the army. Fuck all you guys.
No training, not even a security guard at a complex.
Nothing. Just
what nerve does this fucking guy have? I'm sure he went to the uniform shop. They're like, Asna extra large.
Please.
You can wear your suit from Eskom. Like, you can just put a medal on you. What do you want? General, colonel, what do you want?
I love
colonel.
There's just that one. There was that one photo of him on Twitter where they're like, we need to show the world what Brian is doing right now to show how hardworking he is. Then he got the beret on. Then he got like a little staff and he's like walking like this. I was like, Brian is... And that's someone's father, that. You know, someone looks at that and goes, hey, my dad paid the DSTV this month.
With hopes and promises. Yeah,
good man, good
but
man.
Brian is like that stripper that danced but no one had change. We all said, Asna 200. Why don't you change it 200?
Change.
Then she was like, but I danced, guys. We're like, wait, 200. And I changed it, 200. Because no one has given him the fucking money.
He hasn't
gotten the fucking money.
Oh, you must have some money.
You know who I
so
fucking missed, though?
Who?
I missed that lady from the EFF in Parliament. The one we've never seen before. The one who always asks about the money.
Don't they all ask?
All we want to know is, when are you giving them money? We've never seen that fucking lady.
Just give the money.
I'm just like, recognize this fucking woman. Ask her what money she's looking for. I'm sure once they give her the microphone, she's going to go, I'm just looking for an order from Wimpy. We want the money. I'm not with the EFF. I'm just... It's just an order for big breakfast at Wimpy. I'm still waiting for the money.
I hate Wimpy now. Wimpy give you a hash brown in the fucking W. It's shaped in the fucking W. And for me, I hate it because a hash brown must fill up a fucking square. Don't cheat me out.
They've got a W. They've got a W hash brown.
Yeah. White people. Straight up.
Is that what the W stands for?
Yeah. We got our first casualties.
I don't like Wimpy. The waiters at Wimpy just look like they want you not to finish your food.
They look
at you like, you fucking dog, are you hungry? Leave this thing for us. We are taking these sausages home.
I don't like that attitude.
Hey, why are you eating this bacon? Fucking leave it. Eat your fucking dry toast and leave here. You're like, why must I eat like an orphan? Fuck you.
I don't like that I have to take my bill to another person. It's like, I would like the person to come to me. I feel like as the patron, the one thing I deserve...
The system of trust is bullshit.
Is, yeah.
I'm not to be fucking trusted. I can leave here.
Many times I've walked out of the room
with a fucking mint, I'm sure. Yeah. Like a true Gupta.
I fucking hate those mints. I hate those mints as well. There's not many things I like about Wimpy. Like, nothing. It's like, when you suck enough on those mints, they start cutting your tongue.
But there's nothing worse than someone trying to hold up a conversation while they're eating a free mint. It's just the weirdest thing. And then, like, see me what? Should we wait till you finish this mint?
I can't, I just...
I fucking hate people that eat mints. when someone fucking has a conversation with you and starts taking out gum, I worry about them not using a toothbrush. I'm like, we could have solved this problem at your house, eh?
I think
Timorol.
I think
it's not Colgate.
My biggest problem with the mints. There was a mint saga in the Muslim community about 5-6 years ago.
Wait. Only in the Muslim community?
Yeah, because you needed to check if the mint was halal or not. Which was such a big...
Wait!
Fucking, yeah.
Wait.
I'll explain. It's tough. So
halal, wait.
Yeah.
You know I've endured Ramadan with you, right?
Yeah.
Yo, Simi's like a pregnant woman during Ramadan. Oh my God.
I
you don't
hate
know,
society.
You don't know
Ramadan.
What simi you're going to get in the
Hold
morning.
Hold on, tell them what Ramadan is first, because I feel some people are going, Ramadan.
Ramadan is 1 month in the year, and it's never during the same month.
Yeah.
It just moves.
So lunar month.
Yeah. It just moves. Is this 9 month pregnancy that happens for 30 days only?
Yeah.
In 1 year, it's this height of pregnancy. Just moves everywhere. But it just happens for 30 days. And these are the people that don't eat pork already. So you can imagine how much they are missing out on. And they want to miss out more. On
Muslim people don't miss out on pork.
Hey, don't be fooled, my guy.
Pork bacon.
Is like unprotected sex.
They have bacon.
You understand?
What?
You've also never had that one?
What, bacon? Sex. No, I've never had sex. I am fucking.
Hey, pork. Pork is the most. Mwah. God bless the man or woman that discovered pork. Hey, my God. Is this this one piece of pig, the shittiest, disgusting animal in the world, but has this piece of meat that tastes. Oh, my. Mwah. Hey, pork is delicious. You can put pork on death.
All I know is that pigs give you tapeworm. So at some
point... Yeah, fucking tapeworm.
I'm playing tug of war with my friend over here, mm-hmm. pulling out a long white thing from his ass. Just...
Yeah, because he doesn't eat pork. He'll say things like this.
Of course.
It's propaganda, this thing.
Don't eat pork.
You, oh my God, you are missing out.
I'm not.
Pork is...
I'm not missing out.
Pork
I've survived
is like,
29 years without pork.
Pork
Look
is
at me
in
now.
The Bible. For he loved the world so much that he gave us pork rations. Like... Oh, sorry, his only son. I'm fucking sorry.
So how was your Ramadan experience?
My Ramadan experience, so this is...
Oh, so we fast from sunrise to sunset.
So this is 30 days, right? So I decide to go in solidarity with Simi and go on this fucking fast. But what you must know is you must eat before sunrise and eat after sunset. Hey, I don't know what I was signing up to. But I was not going to wake up at 4 o'clock to hit a dead child, as he said. So I was like, fuck that. So the first day, I tried. And then I was getting moody by 12 o'clock. I didn't want to talk to fucking anybody. Then I started cheat eating at my own house. Simi doesn't live with me, but I felt like Allah could see me.
He could.
Feel like Allah takes off his alarm only in Ramadan. And he was at my house in the fridge going, Wenzan.
What are you doing?
I was cheat eating. I was... sucking on Ultramel. I was eating everything that's moving. I never told you this. I went to the fucking cornflakes and I dipped with my hand and I was eating them without the milk because I thought that was more halal.
We call
like,
yeah, it is.
I was like,
we call that chevro. Yeah. Spicy cornflakes.
I was sponging them with my tongue.
We used to have this guava tree in Durban, right?
Like a genuine guava tree. It's not slang for something else.
No.
That's what you call Jesus tree. These days. At the guava tree! Canned guavas. Yo, those are the best. But you need toothpicks for those.
And it was Ramadan. So I was young still, so I was hungry. Clear out hungry. I'm sitting by the tree. I've got all these guavas hanging down. And then... I worked out like, yo, if I take the guava and just put it, caress it by my lips.
During Ramadan.
During Ramadan, like midday. Like
and you know a guava can smell on your hands, ne?
Yeah, I know. I had
it's not slang, a real guava. Yeah. I mean, the fruit.
But there was a big enough leaf, so I thought maybe the leaf.
You mean bikini or a real leaf?
Real leaf.
I'm just clearing things out. I know, my friend.
And I thought. Maybe the leaf would obstruct God's vision. Just enough for me to go, thank you. Mm. But you're
did you eat it though?
Yeah, child, that thing fucked.
During Ramadan?
Yeah, and then my mother came and said, boy, you're still small. You only have to fast half a day. So I was like, oh, fuck. I already made the deadline. I could have eaten this guava freely. It was weird.
So you didn't eat the... you ate the guava?
Yeah, but I don't like guavas now though. They're not my favorite fruit.
Slang guava or real guava?
Real guava.
But you also don't like slang guava though, no?
My favorite fruit is vagina. How did you know? That is my favorite fruit. And for 800
inches... Nothing makes you want to abstain like calling it that thing. Yeah. Hey, I don't want it.
Yeah. When they name vagina, they're like, what's the ugliest word we could find for this thing? Vagina.
It doesn't rhyme with anything.
Engina. But both of them can give you a heart attack.
Simi's the worst person to go with to a strip club. Oh my word. Oh,
I want to go so badly to the Grand. I don't want to go to any other strip
club. I will
club.
Never fucking take you. Fucking ask strippers silly questions.
Nothing.
Why similar. Are you doing this? I'm like, yay! Hey!
I'm concerned.
Leave her!
I'm concerned.
She's
about
happy!
This.
Aren't I'm you happy, concerned. Cinnamon?
I'm concerned for strippers.
Simi's there giving them fucking rap. I'm like, hey.
I just want to know
isn't,
what
isn't your back so? I'm like, hey, my guy. This back is fine, this back here. Leave this woman.
Sometimes strippers want to speak as well.
We were in Canada. Simi did that all the time. Simi kept on introducing himself to strippers. Hello. Hello, I'm Simi. Then I was like, Simi, she doesn't care. Hello, I'm Simi. Are you okay? Are you tired? She's like, I'm not tired. I'm just fine. I'm just having a good time. Are you guys having a good time? Then I was like, I'm having a good time. Then Simi kept on going, is your back okay? Then I was like, hey, leave her.
Guys, it was expensive in Canada. I feel I must give myself, if I'm going to already pay 100 Canadian dollars, yeah. 1,000 rand, let me get to know the person a bit more. I mean, a 3-minute...
Fuck you. You fucking ruined my night.
I'm there to help them.
It was like, Simi, you worked for UNICEF and you were trying to deport... I was like, leave her! Are you guys going to order more drinks or a strip club? It's a strip club, you know? Then Simi was like, yeah. Are you okay? Did you get here? How did you get to this country? Then I was like, hey!
The worst part about the strip club... In Canada, where we were in Montreal, the strip club was directly next to the mosque. Oh. Yeah, so you
which
know
was
when,
a blessing.
When I went there on Thursday night...
Because I had something to do when Simi was at church. Yeah.
So when I went there on Thursday nights, when I'm going there to mosque on Friday, I'm like, I've been down this road before. And then the GPS is like, you've arrived at your destination. I'm like, this can't be... That stripper light is off. And then I saw this little like minaret-shaped doorway. And I walked in, like the mosque. And then I'm looking at the other Muslim guys around. I'm like, yo, homies, do you know what's... Behind this wall is the other thing God wants us to have while we're here on earth.
You had pork?
No. You know what? In Montreal, they also had... I couldn't believe Pakistani people are all over. They are all over.
No, but before you go into Pakistani people... But
yeah.
If there's one thing I've seen in Canada more than anything is the variety of white women. I didn't know you guys came in so many specs.
Hey. And all with
cleaning ones, rich ones.
You know when...
I'm like, yo, you guys are so many.
When the hotel...
Everywhere.
The hotel staff came to make up the bedroom, right? Then I opened the door and I see this white lady. Then she's like, I'm here to make up your room. And I close the door because they're like, nah.
You know in South Africa...
You're like, demon.
You know in South Africa you could be living in fucking four ways when...
Nothing.
There is always that rescue mentality that you have.
You're like, I can take you back now.
You know,
automatically you're LSM 10.
In Sandton right now, you would cause havoc now. Leave these bed sheets and the mint. Leave.
But I always wanted to
Let's
help
go
them.
Now.
I always wanted to help them because as they do the bed, I'll be like, no, let me help you. I'll do the one corner.
That's a guilt I never had. Me, I was like, if we leave now to South Africa, you are hot. Let's do this thing.
I was still shocked with the Pakistani people though, because like they do the same job but overseas. But Montreal is the French part of Canada, right? So I go in to trim my beard, and the guy's like, "Pardon, monsieur, well, how can I help you?" I was like, "Hey, fuck off! I know this trick. I know this trick, Braji." He's like, "Yo, Braji." I was like, "Fuck!"
But you were you were not taking in the experience. I was taking in the experience.
What experience?
I loved seeing people on bicycles.
Dangerous.
Like,
dangerous. You must remember that
for us, if you're in a bicycle here, it means times are tough, eh? There's an advocate going to fucking court on a bicycle.
Yeah. Easy.
Then I'm like, why so confident? I'm just going to court, man. And I'm like, whoa, so cool.
And they obey the rules. I think that's the scariest part. When you're meant to walk across the road, you can walk. We were jaywalking proper.
We didn't give a fuck.
You know, licking ice cream.
What are you doing?
Stop. Stop. You remember when the cars would stop and they'd be like, mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. And people would look at us going, no, you don't do that. Don't just walk in the street. You're going to die. Then we're like, we've been walking streets for long.
Long.
How do you think we got here?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. We crossed one long street called the ocean. Fuck you.
And the way they love Mandela. Yo, guys, I thought we love Mandela. Like, yeah, I miss Mandela. They. Yeah. I do.
They love
him. I was the child that took a photo of Mandela. Didn't you know that? I just ringed on his bell, on the bell at his door and he allowed me in. Bullshit fucking story.
Oh, shit. I was like, why are you holding out this fucking story for so long? I was like, where was I when this story happened?
They love him there. They're like, he gave a talk there in 1990, like 2 years like after he came. Like, no, 1992, he came out.
Yeah.
They remember the day. They've got a statue. The guy that was telling us the story is like, I remember standing in the same auditorium and I remember I was breathing the same air
as
Nelson Mandela.
That was the longest Uber ride I've had.
And I was like, when he died, I lit a candle at my house for Mandela when he died, and I thought, I was like, okay, he's fine now. He's definitely going to heaven.
You know, if there's one thing I'm going to say right now is, I just respect people that follow their dreams.
Like?
Strippers.
Oh.
Do you understand?
No. She's like, I do not understand anything about strippers.
Maybe sometimes medical school is not for you. Legal school, the jargon, the gown. Maybe that's your natural talent. You know, I always think these natural things, you see, we're using our gifts. This was given to us by the gods of Egypt.
Oh, I love.
But you are taking a skill.
Wait, your mother gave us the talents, the god of Egypt. I fucking love her.
But I'm like, to work in it, I think strippers have figured out what is their purpose in life. The only thing strippers hate is to rub against your jeans.
Why?
If you're wearing cotton, they love you because I need to chafe their skin. You have no stripper etiquette, you swine. Eh?
Always worn Levi's.
I love strippers. I love someone who's going to go into a building, dark, smoky, and just take off whatever uniform they were wearing. And then live with God's uniform and just perform. Just like a stripper will look you in the eye but wearing nothing and ask you, are you okay? I'm like, I'm okay. I'm just okay.
How do you know all these things?
Hey, because I love to do research.
Where? I feel a bit dangerous sitting next to a sexual predator right now.
You know what I think your problem is?
Tell me, I got
you're
a flat
bump. You're not doing enough sexual predating. You've only dated one person, Simi.
Three people.
And you are 30.
29. I've had flings. I've had flings.
You just protest too much.
Oh, wait. We got our first question. What is flings? It's a package.
Good.
No, what? I mean, like, I've gone to, like, a club and kissed a person and then left. AKA does that in a Ciroc advert all the time. Why does... No one gets upset with him. Hey? What's a fling to you? A fling is not a four-year investment. What's a fling to you? I don't want to take another person's number and find out if they made it home safely.
Simi's got no fucking game at all.
I do.
To hold hands is intercourse for Simi. I'm like, me a hump now, my guy. Don't fuck around me. What's written here? Fuck you.
I feel holding hands is a very emotional
thing. No, man, Simi, no. Yo, Simi's game is shit.
I think it's very romantic.
I don't know. Three people in 30 years. You know it means that it's a bribe once every 10 years. How can you call yourself a government employee, my man?
I told you I've had flings.
What? I've seen flings for your WhatsApp conversations. You don't even send fucking emojis of anything.
Yeah, because sometimes...
Have you ever sent an eggplant? Have you ever received a peach?
That's a difficult question to answer right now. Because I feel like I've used it in the correct context.
What, making a fruit salad and a fucking melanzana fucking pasta?
Close. I did ask one of my friends, hey, would you make eggplant tahini for me?
Simi's game is whack,
though. I don't think it's that whack.
No, I've seen you.
Where?
So me and Simi were in Cape Town, right? I won't mention the name.
Sure.
So we went to one of our friend's birthday party.
He was our friend 30. Is here. He's right here. Yeah. He's right over here.
His name is Dean. So he went on an Insta walk that day. Gay.
Yeah.
Insta I think walk. Anyone that goes on an Insta walk is gay. I don't care.
I just
if you don't know what an Insta walk is you take your phone, take pictures in front of people's houses.
Yeah. In but you don't tell them that you're outside. It's
with
very
other
criminy.
Guys. Yeah, yeah. Guys, there's no women involved. Yeah. It's just guys holding hands in a walk up, taking pictures at people's houses. While they're still fucking trying to make breakfast in the morning. This is the fucking guy. So we went. So he was done with this gay Insta walk in the morning. Then he came. There was a few gay guys in your Insta walk, ne?
Yeah, they were.
They were.
I can tell the amount of gay guys by the amount of scarves that guys are wearing.
I fucking wanted to say that.
Yeah. I just saw when the guy had a
Vespas
scarf,
and a scarf.
Like when the scarf sticks out like it look like a circumcised penis. That's the biggest problem for me. It's like just over here like this. And I was like,
you are disgusting.
You're the one that spoke about fucking vaginas and strippers for a good 3 minutes in front of this old lady over here.
But these people know who I am. I told them I already broken the comics oath. I'm going to be disbarred on Monday here.
Alpha.
My license to be funny is going to be revoked.
Who aren't in heaven.
So we went to our friend's party, Dean, right? So he had drinks at night. I didn't want to come out because if you know me, though, you know that I don't like going out at night.
No, he does not like going out at all, daytime or nighttime. He loves hitting ducks like this. He'll be like, yo, I'm just going to go fetch my jacket. Yeah. I'm like, it's 37 degrees, my man. What do you need a jacket for? Goes up to his room. Then the only reason why he came out that night was because I still had his phone. So then I went, knocked on the door. He's like, hey, what up? I was like, what are you doing? Why are you in pajamas?
Yeah, I was already. Yeah.
Why are you? He's like, nothing, I'm just chilling. I was like, I got your phone. But then he was like, oh, shit. He's only going to give it back if I go out with him. I was ready by the elevator. I was like, bye. Man put on the jeans. He came out with us. We're there in Cape Town, Long Street.
Then we're in Long Street having a good time. But then, you know, I don't know what happens to Simi, but Simi doesn't see women.
What do you mean?
Exactly that. You didn't see them. You were flirting with that gay guy.
No! No, I was not.
What's his name? The one with the curly hair.
Yeah, one with the curly
hair. But he was flirting with you strong.
Yeah.
There was this hot mamacita that came to sit with us. She came to sit with us. Delicious.
Very pretty.
Very pretty. And she came to sit with us. Simi was busy talking to this gay guy the whole fucking
night. I was not talking to him the whole night. He was talking to me, but I was being a nice person.
Why?
Because I'm a nice person.
But there was a woman there.
Yeah, but I mean, I still spoke to her.
Eventually. Okay, let me put it to you like this. If you dial the phone trying to call me,
yeah,
and it's a cross line and some other dude answers, are you going to continue the conversation just because you're polite? No. Or are you going to fucking hang up and say, I want to call my friend?
I want to call my friend.
So she was there. You continue talking to this guy.
Yeah, but I don't know if she came out for me specifically.
My man, she...
I mean... if a girl comes out to a club at Hoppers One...
in the morning with makeup and Adidas t-shirts...
I don't know if she came for me. This guy, she wants to.
Yeah, fun. She wants. She was delish, my guy. So she comes, and you know me, I'm such a star player because you know I believe I'm. I
check all these other guys, like, yeah, I know how much of a star player you are.
Trust me, I'm a star player. I believe I don't hog the ball. I play tuck, tuck. Yeah, one. Me, I get the ball, I pass. I always see where the, if I can make a cross pass and then you can finish. I'm not a guy that likes glory. You've seen me here. I broke.
Why are you believing this guy?
I've broken the comics ethics.
No! This guy, he's a liar, this guy. Don't believe it. I see you getting like, oh, I'm very impressed with Eugene. I'm so honest. This is a liar here.
So I'm the guy, I'm not one for glory. I mean, I can save a child from a burning building and then I won't pose for photos. Hey, guys,
oh, lead essay hero of the month. Lead essay hero of the month.
I'm not going to lie. You even saw today here. I did not take all the laughs. I just took a little bit here, a little bit there. I left some for my friend. I was like, please don't spend these ones. Leave them. My friend is... I'm a generous person. Mm. Even during when we are smashing, I ask people, do you want to be missionary or in the knees? I'm polite. I have a service card. Sorry, you want to tick full menu or...
But I'm polite.
Or no, I'm just... Wait, I'm describing my... I'm going to smell my own roses while I'm still alive.
Okay.
So I am that guy. I'm never going to be the... That's why even strippers, I don't stop them and ask them. I let them do their job. I'm like, work here. Work, 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 work. I can see you work, 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 work. Touch it, I deserve it. Work, work, work. I'm not... I could be the guy that wrote... I could be working for Amabungane. I'm the one maybe that's giving you the Gupta leaks. But have you heard in the papers Eugene gave us Gupta leaks? No, I'm happy in the shadows. I'm happy, Simi. I have gained my inner happiness in the shadows. I will not take credit. So this is hot mamacita coming. And I can see that my friend is fumbling the ball. You know, I can see that we are going to lose this match. We're at Stoke City on a dark, wet night. Nothing is going our way. All our players are fumbling. But I know that we've got one star player playing at the front.
Who?
You.
Oh, okay. Messi.
Fresh from an injury. Fresh from an injury. But Eugene, I could easily score the ball from the fucking halfway line. Easily. I can. Whoo. Because I'm that guy. Charming, funny, honest. But no, do I hit the cross?
Don't,
no.
Don't believe this.
Wait,
guy.
Do I shoot the ball from far? No.
What do you do?
I flag my friend. I'm like, shh. My friend replies. Then there, the mamacita is here. I swoop next to the mamacita. I go, yo, how are you doing? She goes, hey, are you Eugene? I'm like, no, it's not about me now. You see what I'm saying? I could have shot this ball from the halfway line.
Anything but.
I could have hit this ball from the halfway line.
No, the
and
first
then
thing you said
blindsided
was like,
the goalie.
No,
Simi, this
no,
is my story. You tell
wait,
your version.
Wait,
let
no,
me be
wait,
honest.
Wait, I want to add one thing. This the same guy that doesn't go out, when he spoke to her, he's like, hey, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm here. And he's like, hey, do you think we can go home now? You give me a lift back to the hotel. I'm tired
okay.
of being out here.
Are these honest people going to believe me, the guy who's broken the ethics code of comedy? I'm being disbarred on Monday. Keep that in mind. This is the last time you hear me being funny. I'm being disbarred. I'm going to a hearing on Tuesday for breaking the comics ethic code. Or are you going to believe a guy who's never received a peach emoji and has never said an eggplant? He's never sent an eggplant. So back to my story.
Okay.
I swoop into this mamacita, suave as fucking ever, breath smelling like Hunter's dry and hubbly. Being the humble squire of the court as I am, I swoop in and I go, hey. Then she goes, aren't you? I'm like, shh, shh, shh.
It's not about me. It's not about me right
let's,
now.
Let's role play okay. this one.
Who am I?
You are Zoe Brown.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Zoe.
Oh, hey, aren't you?
Shh.
I've never been degraded so badly.
Exactly! That's the kind of guy I am. Dude, did I feel less masculine for touching another man's lips?
No.
No! That's what? The kind of guy I am, guys.
What an honest
I'm breaking even the guy code here. That's what I do for honesty. So I put my fingers, as I did demonstrate on my learned friend here. I put my fingers, and she was wearing this ruby red MAC lipstick. I know it's MAC because when my finger came out, there was no lipstick on it. Revlon, it would look like I committed a murder because my hand would be red now. I put my finger on, and I'm like, shh. Like a midwife at Parakwani. Shh.
Mm. And then what did you do?
And I'm like, my friend is a bit shy, and he kind of likes you a lot. Then she goes, Sammy. Then I go, yeah, him. Then he goes, oh, well, that's strange. He's never said anything to me. And I'm like, he's not the kind of guy that just says a lot, but he kind of likes you. And then he was wondering maybe if he can have a few words with you. And she says, I'm ready for Ramaphosa. I, being the humble squire that I am, humbly breath and hunters and everything, I then shimmy back. And then I go to my friend and I'm like, yo, Simi. Then he goes, Eugene.
Eugene.
I'm like, I've set the timer on that pressure cooker. I put it on chicken. As we all know, that's 15 minutes. As soon as we reach Daboma, 14 minutes, 54 seconds, at any time expect a Then I'm like, yo, she's ready.
And I was like, who?
Yeah, but there was only one smash in that fucking room, Sim.
Yeah.
Hot, mwah. Then I go. Then she even goes, to you. My friend, fucking fanny pack and everything.
I love my
could
fanny
you be
pack.
More geeky right now? Fucking 1:30 at Long Street with a fucking fanny pack.
And a beanie, but rolled it up like the black way, you know? Just like,
yeah, like he puts it here on the corner. Yeah, yeah. Like he was acting at Oz. Then I was like... Then Simi goes over there. I don't know what the fuck else happened there, but rest assured, me and Simi were walking fucking back to the hotel together. I've waited this long to hear how the fuck that night ended after me passing the ball to my star striker. You know, even when I signed you for my team, the fans were complaining already. No goals this season. Shitty conversion rate. No assists. Fucking no long ball experience. But I still signed you to my fucking team and gave you the position. Number 10.
Because I have a good personality.
Oh.
And on that note, keep your fucking personality. Yeah. I think we're done now.
Other than that, you guys have been great. My name's Sammy.
Thank you so much. I'm
Eugene Khoza.
Oh yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
I am shooketh.
How you doing?
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Oh, I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Wake up, my brother.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
The Brothers Do It.